2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have an overcast sky, 87 degrees. KSL's top story, Utah set another record for COVID-19 cases today. 1,117 positive tests. 40% of those cases are in Utah County, and at one school where 500 students are now quarantined, a beloved teacher at Corner Canyons High School is battling coronavirus in the ICU. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with more.
Inside Corner Canyon High School, some students are wearing purple for Chari Jensen. That's Mama Jay's favorite color. Some students say they didn't know how serious the illness was until they saw it on the news. Canyon School District board members are meeting to discuss how schools should move forward if there's an outbreak. And district officials say the guideline to quarantine a school that has more than 15 cases cannot be used on all schools.
There are 150 cases reported in the district. 73 of them are at Corner Canyon High. The Canyon School District is set to hold an emergency meeting in just about 30 minutes, and we'll bring you the latest out of that meeting, so stay with us here at KSL News Radio. Will Utah County get a mask mandate? Mayors, city councilors, and county commissioners held an emergency meeting after hearing today's numbers are especially bad in Utah County. Again, 40% of cases reported in the state today were there. County Commissioner Nathan Ivey says Utah County was in line with what the numbers should be until school started at BYU and UVU.
Well documented that Brigham Young University students were holding parties and not wearing masks, not practicing social distancing.
Ivey is in favor of masks, but has concerns about mandating them because he's unsure how they would enforce that. President Trump says his team is making historic progress in delivering a COVID vaccine. Maria Chaleos, live with the latest at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the president today promising millions of doses of the vaccine will be made available this year.
We'll have manufactured at least 100 million vaccine doses before the end of the year, and likely much more than that.
The president says all of the most promising vaccine candidates are being manufactured in advance. He says once a vaccine is approved, it will be distributed within 24 hours. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now says that people who have been exposed to someone with COVID-19 should get tested, even if they're not symptomatic. That reverses its earlier guidance and reinforces the need to test asymptomatic persons. In New York City today, in the heart of Broadway, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calling for the passage of the Save Our Stages Act.
90% of our independent venues are going to close if they don't get help. There's no revenues. They still have expenses.
The bill would provide $10 billion in grants for live venues in the U.S. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 4:03, an update on an officer-involved shooting. Here's Todd Fuchs with the details.
Jeff, the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office has cleared two officers in a shooting in Harriman. The shooting left a suspect dead and also resulted in the death of a police canine. It happened as the U.S. Marshal's Violent Fugitive Apprehension Team tried to arrest murder suspect Brian Francis Fillion. The DA says the investigation shows Fillion had been taken to the ground by the dog when he pulled out a .45 caliber gun. Two officers fired, killing Fillion. An investigation later revealed the dog Hondo was killed by friendly fire. Ballots are being cast in four states starting today. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Minnesota, Virginia, Wyoming, and South Dakota each start early voting. On day one of absentee voting in Minnesota, both presidential candidates will visit the state. Joe Biden touring a union training center and attacking President Trump over his virus response.
Trump has given up on even pretending to do his job. Almost 200,000 lives lost in the last 6 months.
President Trump will hold a rally tonight. In Utah, ballots go out October 13th to all registered voters. Early in-person voting starts October 20th. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
Crews are still hauling away branches and trees from last week's huge windstorm, and there's some worry about the storm coming tomorrow. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
More wind could mean more branches coming down or being moved around from those piles of trees on the streets. The winds will pick up today as a storm front moves in. KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman says winds around 20 to 30 miles per hour with this storm.
We go from that warm and windy day today to the rain tomorrow, more likely in the morning. It cools Sunday morning in the 50s.
But no large wind gusts expected. Salt Lake City, for example, did send a warning, though, to be on the lookout for loose limbs and branches that could get dislodged with the change in wind direction and the rain. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
There was a groundbreaking that took place in Saratoga Springs this morning on a home that will be built by an all-woman skilled labor team. It's thought to be the first home completely designed and built entirely by women in the country. The 3,200-square-foot home will be sold once it's finished, with the proceeds going towards scholarships for women pursuing careers in construction management and the building trades. KSL News Time, 4:05.
And a quick check on traffic. Ricky, it is definitely the Friday rush.
It is, and we are beginning with emergency traffic. This is eastbound I-80 due to a hazmat spill blocking a right lane of traffic not far from the quarry and really backing up delays. And also, we have a rollover crash about a half mile above the Montage. Guardsman's Pass is blocked in both directions in that area of Summit County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Ricky, quick question. Okay. Do you like sweet or sour pickles?
I don't like pickles at all. But if I'm going to eat it, it'd be sweet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think sweet pickles are poison. Now, sour pickles, my minute of news is on the way next. Stay with us at KSL.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.